views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and, you know, we are knee-deep in this Rewired Emotions series. Last week, I did a deep dive into the neuroscience behind essential oils and how they can help you rewire your emotions, and I talked a bit about which oils I like for the purposes of course, loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. So for today, because last week was, like I said, a deep dive, it was pretty serious, we're going to lighten things up a bit. About a month ago, I had a beautiful guest on, the lovely Virginia Sunshine, and, you know, we chatted all about her passion to grow your own food, to feed yourself well, and how she, as a professional chef, incorporates essential oils into her dishes, which is super fun. So definitely check out the archives if you haven't tuned into that show yet. But here's the thing. Thanks to Virginia, we are blessed with today's guest, Miss Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary. And, you know, Lizzie and her team create these stunning essential oil necklaces. Okay, y'all, here is what lights me on fire is synergy, right? So, you know, Virginia's like, oh, you got to check out this chick. So, okay. So I do. And I don't know Lizzie prior to, what, a few weeks ago? And, you know, I doubt you'd be able to tell because her energy is so warming. Literally, I feel like we've known each other for decades. We, like, insta-connected for many reasons. It was super fun, all of which we are going to be talking about throughout the episode today. But you guys, you're going to want to stay tuned for this because Lizzie is giving away a necklace for us. And I'm obsessed with them, and we're going to talk about why. But first, let's welcome Miss Lizzie to the show. Hey, girl.
Hey, great to be here.
I know. I'm so excited. So I have a confession.
Okay.
Lizzie, I think I told you this, but I was like totally hesitant when Virginia was like, okay, you got to check out this girl. She does diffuser necklaces with essential oils. And I was just kind of like, oh my God. Like, those things are so grandma style. Like, I can't even handle it. But, like, I trust Virginia. I've known Virginia forever. Like, she's pretty bomb. And I was like, okay, well, let's just, like, check it out. You know, we're going to dig more into this later about how you built your business. But I love what you designed. Like, I went to your website and was just like, oh, well, okay, you're dang right. This girl's got to be on my show. Like, I need to meet her. So,
well,
so it's been
fun.
Like, yeah, we've been able to chat. I've been able to go to your studio. Like, everything is spot on. Like, super excited.
Yeah, and I think your reaction is that of other people too. So don't feel like you're the only one who's felt like that.
I've heard that. Yeah, as I've been like sharing with those in my life, because I've been like, you guys, because I know there's a lot of people in my life that like don't necessarily listen to the show live. They have their podcasts and like listen to it when they're walking or listen when they're cleaning the house or like having stuff to bust out at work. They'll, you know, listen to it later, which is awesome. But I was like, you guys, you have to listen live because we are giving away a necklace and I am obsessed with these things. So we are going to talk about this throughout the show, but I want to start here because this is always very important to me with my guests. Like, I want to get to know you and I want to get to know how essential oils became a part of your life. So let's start there.
Well, I am it depends on how far back you want to go, but I'm a Midwest native, so I was, you know, I did the tri-state area of Michigan, Ohio, Indiana. And then when I was 25, I kind of up and moved to Denver and, you know, didn't have a job, didn't have any of those nice, secure things that I had in the Midwest, but I felt like I needed to do something different. And so when I came to Denver, I actually got involved and pretty heavily immersed in the tech startup scene here. And so that was totally new for me. I'd come from kind of advertising and things like that. So that was just like this huge breath of fresh air with entrepreneurship and kind of this go-getter mindset. And, you know, I ended up at this community almost environment for entrepreneurs, and it was exhilarating and so great. But at the same time, I think anyone who has worked in that field or closely with people like that, it's also extremely stressful and extremely fast growing. So it was kind of knocked me on the head. And so you don't necessarily always recognize that right in the moment. But after a while, it was just very exciting. Yeah. It was just all very exciting and so cool and new and everything. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoa. And so I kind of, that was sort of the beginning of when I started to kind of be curious about essential oils, and I'd heard a little about them, you know. Pinterest is like a 25-year-old single girl's best friend. So, you know, going there and
I'm 36 and married, and it's still, I still go straight to Pinterest when I need inspiration for something, but yeah, it's all over.
Yeah. And so there was a lot of kind of info there and floating around. And, I had just started to sort of dip into that. And then I kind of, you know, I think for some people, like stress and anxiety and depression and all these things kind of come on hard. And for me, it was kind of more like a very slow spiral down. And I didn't always know that I was kind of going down that way. But then once I was there, I was there. And so I was, at that point, I was really looking for just some other things to kind of help me out of that, that weren't necessarily traditional Western medicine. And so that's really how I started getting really into essential oils and, kind of, like you said, like deep diving into how they work and what they do and what works where, and when you combine them. And, I actually met Virginia, who you mentioned, and she came and did a class, and she's, I'm sure if you listen to the show, she's an amazing person. And so, I really hit it off with her, but that was really cool because it really gave me a community to tap into. So it wasn't just me on Pinterest anymore, you know, trying things out in my apartment. It was really, you know, creating conversations and talking to people and who'd had very similar experiences as me. So that's really how I got there. There's probably a lot in the middle, but that's sort of how I ended up.
Well, I remember you saying you were just, you were in this space of looking for healing. I remember you saying, and, kind of like finally felt like oils put you in control of the situation, like empowered you in that situation.
Yeah. I'd been through, back then I was going through a lot of things that I just hadn't really experienced before. And so it was kind of like I didn't have the self-awareness to recognize when things weren't going right, or like when I was reacting to situations that were, you know, kind of honestly just more like physical reactions of like my, you know, adrenal glands were all over the place and, you know, like accidentally lost 15 pounds by not doing anything and, you know, stuff like that, that like don't necessarily, if you haven't been through it before, like you don't put it all together necessarily. So, I was like desperate for anything that would kind of help me get out of something I'd never really had to get out of before. That's
and
kind
you
of,
said it.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, you did something really interesting too about kind of the community around essential oils is what I'm finding, right? Like I kind of started doing this in May, and I'm really finding the community around it is really interesting. And I think because, especially in the emotional realm, different people react to different oils in different ways. And so sharing your story and sharing what works for you is so important. And I feel like it's created a community around itself, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the cool thing is that, you know, like when I was in that tech startup community, that was hands down, the number one emphasis was like community is the most important thing. Community, community, community. And I think I hadn't had that pounded into my head so hard before I worked there and was involved there. And so once, yeah, like the oil community is kind of the same way. It's like when you are sharing, you know, your recipe for this or your, you know, you're kind of putting yourself out there like and being vulnerable and saying like, you know, does anyone know which, you know, has anyone had experience with these oils helping with this situation? And or like, you know, citrus works really well in general. Yeah. And so it's just really great to sort of have that backdrop. And I wanted to be able to really expand that to other people because it really helped me reframe a lot of things and kind of come back around to my normal self. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, my dear, we need to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to dig into your work and what you're up to and kind of expand on how this space in your life kind of sets you up for the business that you're now in, which is super fun. Okay, you guys, so you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. Of course, you can learn more about my book, Coaching, and find upcoming classes about rewiring your emotions with essential oils by going to audreymichelle.com. So when we come back, we're going to continue to chat with Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary about her beautiful jewelry and how you can win a piece of your own. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasik each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Supporting you on the road towards your best health and spirit, Tin Lizzie Apothecary. Using certified therapeutic-grade essential oils to create amazing diffuser jewelry, adding a modern touch to an ancient practice. You can shop online. This is a perfect gift for the holidays. Visit tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are back on Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and my guest today is the lovely Lizzie Burke with Tin Lizzie Apothecary, who is talking with us about soul-centered business, living authentic, living aligned, and maintaining intention throughout the day. Certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with you, having them with you all day. So fun. So before we get started, Lizzie, with us the best way to learn more about you and how to check out your beautiful necklaces and bracelets, of course, that I'm now obsessed with. What's the best way to see those things?
You can go to our website, which is tinlizzieapothecary.com, and that's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com. And we've got everything there for you.
We are cutting out still. Me and Lizzie. So her website again is Tin Lizzie, T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E, apothecary.com. What's about the giveaway you have for us? What's your wonderful gift?
So we are going to give away one of our kind of basic best-selling necklaces. It's just a standard necklace with our labradorite stone, which kind of stands for a creative spark. So I figured that was a good one to give away to this audience.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, you guys, so here's the deal of this labradorite necklace, and then it's a wood piece that is the diffuser. So you put a drop of your oil piece, and it diffuses throughout the day. So here's what's happening. You're going to call 800-930-2- or send us a message to from the transformationtalkradio.com website. And it seems like we are still kind of blippy. So I'm going to repeat myself. Okay. You can call in at 800-930-2819 or send us a message.com website. Okay. So we have a lot to talk about this segment, and we're going to start here. So Lizzie, you're that you were in a space of, you found these oils are helping you, and then you decided you needed a necklace.
Yeah. I heard about diffuser jewelry. I have to admit, this is not like my original concept as a whole. But I'd heard about it. And so I was kind of curious, how I could incorporate that, sort of into my daily routine. And so you've mentioned this at the beginning of our talk, but I Googled diffuser jewelry. And what I found when I did that was just not anything that really hit home for me, or I felt like I would wear every day, that would sort of blend into my everyday, outfits and style. Mm-hmm. And so that's honestly where it started, was just sort of not being able, to find what I need. I mean, that's like so standard business story, right? Like, there was a problem and no one else could solve it for me.
I love it though.
So yeah, that's really where it started, is just, I felt like there was sort of a gap in between the community that I was now really involved in, who were all just, modern, intelligent women and men who were sort of just looking to keep these oils close, and the products available just
didn't speak that to me at all. It felt very like kind of, I don't want to say like hippie or, you know, like kind of old school. And they were all very, very similar in style. There wasn't a lot of diversity there. And so I was like, you know, you can use so many different surfaces as a diffuser. And so I kind of started looking into what other options there might be. And I came across that you can just use raw wood as a diffuser. And that's really where, that sort of came from.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm like distracted. We are like cutting out something terrible. So I don't know what people are hearing and what they are not hearing, but I just want to like, you were doing research and found that wood works as a diffuser. And I think it's such a jewelry. Like you said, you can wear it for every day, which I literally have been wearing it every day. And for those the necklace that I wear every day. So when Lizzie and I started talking about this, I'm like, I don't know how this is going to work because I have this like charm necklace that I've literally worn for like 5 years and adding another piece to it. Is a disaster. Like there'd be so many chunks. So we made a different one that sits a little bit higher, and I really am finding that it fits for the every day. So that's really cool. So keeping the oils close to you without having an ugly necklace essentially, right? is what we're after, which I think is awesome. But so tell me, this is something that I found really interesting is people would comment on your necklace and then you got to start this essential oils conversation. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, so I started kind of prototyping them, and wearing, wearing some that I had made kind of incognito before I'd really ever officially launched anything. People would say, oh, that's a really cute necklace. And, you know, I think like the normal everyday response to that is just sort of like, oh, thanks. I got it at, I got it at Nordstrom or wherever. But for me, the response is, oh, thanks. It's a diffuser necklace. And then usually they would say something like, well, what's that? Or what do you mean by that? And so that like opens up this whole other conversation. Just when you're just talking about fashion, all of a sudden you're talking about essential oils and emotional health and like holistic alternative medicine and sort of just all the ways that you can incorporate these things for different purposes. For me, it was like kind of an aha moment of, I think this really is more about something about sort of expanding that conversation. So not only are we trying to, you know, have sort of a different offering with the actual styles of our pieces, but for me, like the end goal is really sort of to help other people kind of think differently about ways that they could heal and use them every day or just be a little happier when you're sitting at your desk, you know, at 4:30,
that ugly hour, like what's for dinner? When do I get to go home?
Yeah. And also, you know, like for me, it was really important to it was a way to sort of share my story, but also other people open up a lot. When you kind of start that conversation and it wasn't me directly asking anybody. It was just sort of a natural segue into, a much larger conversation about just things that can really help you out.
Yeah. Thinking like, so hold on. So you did the diffuser jewelry and then when did you start adding in the blends and selling blends?
We do about 4 custom essential oil blends that you can also get as like sort of a little, combo package with the necklaces. And for me, that was kind of a way to, I know a lot of people that are very specifically looking for, a diffuser necklace are already probably really into oils. But they're not necessarily buying oils, for themselves. A lot of times they're giving these necklaces to their friends that have just gotten into it or something like that. So we wanted to have a way that was sort of a, a nice little kind of emotional message to send to someone, especially if you're gifting it. So we have like a lullaby soothing blend and an anchor grounding blend and sunbeam happiness. So, you know, they're not, it's not necessarily some of the more like medicinal things. It's very much just kind of sending a lighthearted message, but also, you know, the oils that are in those blends are ones that, you know, help you with all of those things. So it's kind of two-sided. It's, you get the actual benefits of the oils. But then you also can sort of give somebody, you know, just a little bit of happiness.
Yeah. I love it. I think it's such a great combination too. Anchor, your anchor blend is, my favorite. It's the one that I've been wearing on my diffuser necklace. And I think my favorite part about having the oil on my neck is it's like when you put it on your wrist, which is usually where I would use it, it seems to go away quite quickly. But when you put it on the diffuser, it's like I get a, when I first put it on, obviously it's like very strong, just like when I put it on my wrist, but throughout the day, I get these random hits of it. I'll just be like, oh, there it is again. And it kind of grounds me back in. And it's just like, oh yeah, there you are. It's like a lovely surprise. That's been my favorite part.
Yeah, that's kind of the point, is like you might intentionally put it on in the morning while you're thinking about it and getting ready for your day. But then, you know, you want to keep them close and you want to keep them available. And sometimes you know, you might be in the middle of like a stressful meeting and just completely, you're not going to go, you know, be like, excuse me, and pull out your oils and dump them all over yourself necessarily. But like you already have it with you and it's still there. Yeah. I mean, I do that.
It's like your little secret. Your little secret on your necklace. Okay, you guys, I'm going to remind you, we are giving away one of her necklaces, and it goes to the first caller at 800-930-2819, or you can send us a message from transformationtalkradio.com. So we need to take a quick break here, and you can definitely go to tinlizzyapothecary.com. And check them out and see if her like very clean modern style lines up with what you're up to. But in, you know, you can check that out during the break. But you guys, you're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle. And if you go to audreymichelle.com, there's more information about my free essential oil classes, and you can find a link to my Facebook group where we, of course, are always continuing the conversation from today's show. So when we come back, Lizzie and I are going to talk more about her work and her passion behind her jewelry, okay? You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
This is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. I am obsessed with my new essential oil diffuser necklace. Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary wanted her essential oils with her all day, but everything on the market was so not her style, so she created her own. These necklaces and bracelets are stunning. Put a drop of oil on the wood bead and you're ready to go. Check these beauties out at tinlizzieapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. So I'm totally laughing because I am now calling in to my own show because my internet here I'm being like, oh, Lizzie, we can't understand what you're saying. Let me just repeat that. No. It was me being like the problem. My husband's totally texting being like, Lizzie's fine. Nobody can understand you. So we got that figured out. So here I am calling into my own show. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle. Today, my guest is Lizzie Burke of Tin Lizzie Apothecary. And, you know, she's talking with us about empowering women to heal by creating these beautiful pieces of wearable art in a way that you can take your essential oils with you. You can definitely check out her work by going to tinlizzieapothecary.com. And again, we are giving away one of her necklaces, which I am totally stoked about. And so you can call us at 800-930-2819 or send us a message on transformationtalkradio.com. Super, super fun times. Okay, Lizzie, let's talk about this. You know, everybody, I'm assuming that because you're listening to a radio show called Rewired Life on a network called Transformation Talk Radio, you're probably into some sort of self-help and self-growth. So this series with rewiring your emotions with essential oils. And what I was so excited about to bring Lizzie into this conversation, because she's really about having your oils with you throughout the day. And it's such a great reminder. Again, like I said, with wearing my necklace, like I get just like this little hint of it, just like reminder of, you know, to anchor in and be grounded. And Lizzie, I really liked how you mentioned in the last segment, like if you're in a meeting or if you're with a bunch of people and you don't want to like bust your oils out and like dump on your serenity in the middle of a meeting, you can just like be like, oh, I have it on my necklace. It's still with me, and start there. But you know, there is something I wanted to share with the audience, and that's why you chose this minimal and contemporary style. Like we mentioned that that's what goes with your wardrobe and your personal style, but I think there's more to it. And that's kind of what I wanted to dig into.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, like even our brand name, our company name comes, so for people who don't know, a Tin Lizzie is a nickname for a Model T Ford. And I had sort of adopted that nickname. You know, I had like a license plate of that like a few years ago. Cause I literally drove like the modern version, like a Ford Focus, which is basically, you know, today's version of that same thing. and so it really, for me, it kind of started with that and how, you know, that car sort of allowed anybody who wanted to own a car. It was simple. It was affordable. You know, it let people travel somewhere they'd never been before and experience new things. And so we kind of wanted to pay homage to that, in the same style of our jewelry. So we kept it simple. Most of our necklaces have like, you know, well, all of them have the wood bead on it. Some version of a geometric shaped wood bead, to put the actual oils on. But then we keep it really basic. You know, we might have like one other sort of, pretty faceted bead or, a brass pendant behind it. But, I wanted it to be so accessible to everybody that you could wear it to yoga. You could wear it, we've had people wear them as bridesmaids in weddings, or just if you're, again, at the office, like every day with whatever you decided to wear that day. So I think it really is part of our story that we want to keep it just sort of minimalist, contemporary, and really sort of, you know, go throughout your whole day, and have it still work with whatever it is that you're wearing.
Yeah. And I think you totally accomplished that. And there's a piece of ritual within putting on your necklace that I love. You know, I've been wearing your anchor, and I've also been wearing, Melaleuca, which on the emotional level is an energetic boundary oil, and having that just with me every day to protect my energy boundaries and keep other people, you know, if they're projecting their energy at me or whatever.
Yeah.
And just in the work that I do, right? Spiritual growth coach, like I hold people in some pretty heavy spaces. And so being able to just like maintain my own energy boundary and not take on what they're going through, being able to hold them in that space without taking it is huge for me. And so Melaleuca every morning, in that space of ritual of choosing which oil I want for the day has been really fun.
Yeah. And that's something that, is really, actually it's really hard for me. I am not, you know, as I would love to be one of those people who could like take their pill in the morning and, you know, have their smoothie at lunch and like do all of these things very methodically and consistently. And I'm so not that. And so this for me is definitely one of the ritual type things that I actually can, keep up with, because, you know, putting on your jewelry in the morning was already part of my ritual. It wasn't, you know, and so now it's just sort of like, yeah, what do I need to put onto the necklace? And it kind of makes you pause and think about what your day is going to be like, or how you've been feeling lately, or things like that. And so the ritual of it was like pre-incorporated for me. And I think that's why I connected with it so much. Mm-hmm. And I think other people do too, is that it's not, you know, you're not trying to like, rewire your life. You are, but doing it with the same, same things that you already do every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that you mentioned rewiring your life, like it is these small little things, you know, I think sometimes people get in their head, like, oh, rewiring your life is like this huge undertaking, which for me, it literally was, you know, healing from chronic pain and disease. So it really was like a big undertaking, but it didn't happen that way. It happened in tiny little steps and tiny little choices and tiny little shifts.
Yeah.
Right. So if I could honor myself and what I needed for the day, and, you know, I did not have these tools at the time in 2008, but if I can imagine if I did, it would have been wonderful to start my day and be like, okay, today I need some self-assurance, or I need whatever, and putting a drip of that on my necklace and just having that with me. It's like I said earlier, I call it like a little secret, like my little secret that I have, like right now I have spearmint going in my diffuser because it's the oil of confident speech, like, hello. Even when nothing is working, my technology doesn't want to work with me today. I have that little bit of reminder of like in just remembering, like I got you, you know, like this, like you got it. It's fine. Just putting that little drop of oil on the necklace every morning has been, I mean, how long have I had this thing? 10 days, but I'm not obsessed with it.
And I think, for me, yeah, it's like that. Okay, so you have that self-awareness in the morning when you put it on, but then, you know, I think the other great thing is that you can switch them. You know, we usually say to wait like 24 hours before totally overhauling and using a different one. But, you know, if you put on lavender in the morning and you need some grapefruit at lunch, like that's your own self-awareness, like changing, you know, understanding what you need and listening to yourself. And I think that's the kind of thing we don't always do for ourselves. And like you said, like that's part of the healing. It's that like little recognition every time, you know, that you can be listening to yourself and adjust from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, like literally that's what my healing was. And so whether it's for today, right, healing from the fact that none of my technology is working and now I'm nervous and upset.
Yeah.
So I have like a little bit of piece of exhale when I look over and I'm like, okay, I got my spearmint rocking over there. Like, it's fine. It's not perfect, but that's life, you know, instead of spiraling about how I was behind the scenes, like running up and down the stairs, trying to find a good spot for my internet. And that's not working. I'm trying this headphone and that headphone. Finally, Justin's like, could you just call us?
I mean, yeah. And like, whatever, I mean, I know that there's obvious botanical properties to these oils that they've been studying and everything, but you know, whatever percentage of that is placebo effect and whatever percentage of that is real hard science, like I kind of don't care.
I think it
just all, it's all goes together and I don't want to break apart those pieces of, you know, what did the molecules in my body do? I think it's great because it's, I know it's true and it works, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like I put the intention behind it. I listened to myself, I made a decision and I acted on it. You know, it's like, that's half the battle.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's beautiful. Okay. We got to take another break here. And you guys, again, we are giving away a necklace, so you can call us, at either 800-930-2819 or send us a message from transformationtalkradio.com. Okay. Like I said, we are going to take a break here. And, when we come back, Lizzie and I are going to talk more about how she uses her oils to set intentions in her life. You know, that's my fourth segment. So we're headed that way. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no-nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
Are you obsessed with your essential oils and wish you could have them with you all day? Now there's a way you can without losing the bottles in the bottom of your purse or in your car. With Tin Lizzy Apothecary's stunning diffuser necklaces and bracelets, you can have them with you all day in a simple and modern piece of handmade jewelry. Check them out on her website, tinlizzyapothecary.com. That's T-I-N-L-I-Z-Z-I-E apothecary.com.
Hi, you guys. We are back on Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we are talking to Miss Lizzie Burke here about empowering women to heal by having a beautiful way to have your essential oils with you all day. Of course, we just heard her lovely commercials about where you can go check out her jewelry at tinlizzyapothecary.com. And of course, we are giving one away. You can call us at 800-930-2819 or send a message from the transformationtalkradio.com website. Okay, you guys, it is the fourth segment, and of course, we talk about the same thing every week in the fourth segment, and it's really one of my favorites because everybody's answer is different, and I love that, and it really is why I continue to ask this question, which is funny. I didn't intend for it to go this way, but it is how it's going, and I really do enjoy this. So, Lizzie, share with us, how do you show up in your life with intention?
I am so glad that you told me that you do this, because I think if I hadn't thought about it, I would have had some, like, offhand answer that's probably not true. but I think, honestly, you really kind of got my brain going on this. But I think for me, showing up with intention is kind of based in curiosity. And so actually Elizabeth Gilbert, who a lot of people probably know from Eat, Pray, Love, but she wrote a book called Big Magic that really just hits home so hard. And a lot of those things come out of there for me. But one of her talks is sort of about how, you know, some people in their life and their creativity and their passions are like, you know, jackhammers, and they just like choo, 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 dig, 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 dig on this one thing. And they have like one true passion and they go and like, there it is. And then there's other people in the world that are more hummingbirds, and, you know, they fly from thing to thing to thing, and they have this beautifully rich life. And, you know, the whole way, they're sort of cross-pollinating. And I think that comes from following your curiosity instead of trying to find a passion. And so for me, I'm naturally that way. And my intention is letting myself be that way. and I think for so long in my life, I tried to, you know, not do that, which in the end is so ridiculous. But, you know, I think sometimes we just sort of think we have to be a certain way. And, you know, as you start to grow up, you realize that you just don't, and that you actually get to decide those things. And so for me, it's like, you know, I maybe didn't intend to watch the entire Civil War documentary, but, you know, like that ties into, you know, what I was curious about, and those kinds of questions, and, you know, keep asking and sort of floating around and from, you know, all sorts of different things to each other is, you know, for me, that's how the oil thing started too. What happened is that they all just happened to line up, and I didn't necessarily know that when I started to get into it. I also don't think I really knew how much I would honestly need them. or how affected I would become by something like that. But, you know, so like, it's almost like I'm intentionally curious.
I love that.
And
it keeps you in the flow, though.
Yeah. And I think that when I stop doing that, I notice how off things get. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if it's intentionally, you know, letting myself sort of spend an extra 20 minutes on Pinterest because I kind of found something that's cool, or, you know, like even if it's something silly, like watching a, you know, some ridiculous video on Facebook, but it was about something I'm, you know, starting to get into or had questions about, or, you know, I like read a ton of historical fiction, which is sort of my way of like understanding history. And so it's like all these things like don't necessarily go anywhere, but they do. They go somewhere altogether later.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I think that's been a big sort of shift in my life is accepting that and letting myself do it.
Because, sounds like a permission slip. If we're going to talk Elizabeth Gilbert, we got
right?
And then we've got a permission slip in there for you.
Yeah.
I like it.
And so I think everything
feels good.
It's same with like fears, you know, like sort of letting yourself be scared, instead of trying to avoid the things that make you scared. It's kind of along the same lines. It's not like prevention anymore.
Yeah. So talk to us then about how you're bringing your necklaces and oils into your life with intention. Like, how are you utilizing them to set you up in a space of intention?
I think a lot of people, when it comes to like starting a company, you know, when I was working with entrepreneurs, it was almost like a preset to say like, oh yeah, I work with entrepreneurs, but I'm not one, you know? And I think sort of letting that go and actually just doing it, you know, it's part of like how, you know, so many people say, oh, my company's my baby. You know, like I'm growing this thing and it's my baby. And, for me, it's not that at all. It's probably if anything, you know, I'm its baby, like it grows me. It helps me grow.
And
it's just sort of, you know, like everything from why we decide what oil blends we want to do or how I answer customer service emails that, you know, I'm probably too blunt to be answering and things like that. You know, like using all that information together is sort of letting the company drive me, where it needs to go and where the people that need the things that we have to offer, mm-hmm. you know, sort of let us go. So it's kind of actually me intentionally stepping back in a lot of ways, and just sort of like listening and trying to figure, you know, we've kind of been slow and steady growth. But it's really allowed me to think about what we really want to do next and why, and not just be like, oh my gosh, I have to get a Facebook post up today because I have to have 17 a day and they have to go out at these exact times.
And I'm going to die if I don't do it.
So it's like in a lot of ways,
somebody dies if I don't do it.
Yeah. And in a lot of ways, it's just sort of helped me like take that step back and not sort of just react to everything instinctively. Yeah. And, you know, so, I mean,
totally flipping the narrative. Like, I like that.
I mean, yeah, I think it's not my personal growth comes from company growth. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that it's a little bit the other way. I mean, there's definitely things that I do to hopefully grow that, but that's never been the point. And I hope that anyone who ever works for me would feel the same way, that, you know, that it's not their job to grow the company. It's their job to listen and to grow with it and, you know, and kind of put their piece in it too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Lizzie, I can't believe our hour is up. Thank you so, so much for sharing your story, for sharing your vision, for sharing your company. Again, you guys, you can go to tinlizzieapothecary.com and check out what she's up to. Of course, after this, you can join me on Facebook Live. We are going to continue the conversation. We're going to continue talking oils. So I want to thank my guest, Lizzie Burke, today of Tin Lizzie Apothecary, for sharing, like I said, her passion with us. And of course, thank all of you for tuning in and checking out what we've got to talk about. You know, spoiler alert here for those who are close to me. I am so obsessed with what she has created. Like pretty much everybody in my life is getting a necklace for the holidays. So, you know, if this hits home for you guys, definitely go to tinlizzieapothecary.com. And of course, like I said, thank you all for tuning into Rewired Life Radio. You can join me Wednesdays at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com or to transformationtalkradio.com as well. Next week on the show, we'll be talking to the beautiful Hallie Sawyer about detoxing and supporting your wellness with essential oils. You guys have a great week, and we will be back Wednesday for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.